A glimmer of white by the wall caught his eye. Suddenly heavy with foreboding, he recognised Elizabeth's light figure, her back to him as she closed the garden gate behind her. Her face was shaded, and all he could see was the bobbing of her bonnet, but he would have recognised her anywhere. No other woman moved with that mesmerising grace, like a hummingbird dipping its beak in the nectar of a ripe blossom, like a spirit come to earth to torment men's souls. Despite everything, his body still ached for her. He knew the instant that she saw him, for she became still, as if rooted to the ground. She began to retreat, as if hoping her presence had not been noticed. But he could not allow her to escape, not now.
"Miss Bennet," he called.
She stopped at the sound of his voice, but did not look up. She could have been a doe poised on the brink of flight, held in check only by the gossamer bonds of good manners. Now was his moment. He forced his feet to move, first one step, then another, till he stood so close to her that her lavender scent wafted over him. She stood, her gaze averted. She could still take his breath away. Even knowing she hated him, he longed to taste her soft lips under his, or perhaps to shake her until she saw sense. Instead, he held out the letter he had spent the entire night writing. Striving to keep his voice even, he said,
"I have been walking the grove for some time in hope of meeting you. Will you do me the honour of reading this letter?"
Elizabeth reached out to take it, but froze with her fingers only inches away from it. Her hand slowly closed onto itself and withdrew. "I cannot accept it." Her voice sounded strangled.
"I do not ask this of you lightly. There are matters in it of utmost importance," he said icily.
She folded her hands behind her back. "Mr. Darcy, you know as well as I that a single lady cannot receive correspondence from a gentleman. Your opinion of my family's manners may be low, but I assure you that I understand that much of proper behaviour." He flushed.
"This is not the time for foolishness. No one will know of it, and I must insist that you read it."
Her eyes widened, and she took a step back. "You presume too much, Mr. Darcy. I wish you good day." She turned and hurried away, almost at a run. Fuming, Darcy called after her, but she did not acknowledge him. He could hardly go chasing after her. He stuffed the letter in his pocket. He would have to think of another way to get it to her.